This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hello, Mara's Deepers, our psychologist.
Good morning, Hope. And
have we missed you or what, Mara's?
It has been a busy couple of weeks, and I have missed my segments, but I've had no shortage of stuff happening.
No.
Absolutely. You sounded a little tired initially, I must say, with your good morning, Hopeland. It wasn't as quite as
chipper.
Punchy. How's Dahlia? Let's get down to it. How is she?
She's really, really good. 10 fingers, 10 toes, happy bub, happy mum. Everything's going really, really well.
Oh, that's wonderful. But, you know, Maris, we wanted to chat with you today because obviously, you know, you're a psychologist, but now you have that new perspective of being, you know, a first-time parent and all that goes with that. And, you know, many of us will have people in our community and our close friends who are having babies and sometimes for the first time or it's their third or fourth. In Aaron's case, it's the fourth. but, you know, like, so, you know, there's as much a mental you know, a lot of mental challenges there as well for new parents. So we wanted to get your perspective on that today.
Yeah, so it's been an interesting experience for both myself and my wife, as you said, new-time parents. And even though we kind of both professionally know quite a lot about what it means to be to have children and all that sort of stuff, putting it into practice is a whole different kettle of fish. And you know, everything from, I guess, you know, the roller coaster, everything from, you know, great, almost fear and daunting to great joy and everything else in those first couple of days can be really, really big, to get your kind of head around and to experience as a family. But for me so far, the biggest things have been, I actually had a quick chat to my wife late last night and said, I've got to talk about this tomorrow. I want to make sure we're on the same page about, you know, what might be working for us and what might not be. And so one of the things is to be able to just be able to share that with each other, the good and the bad, and to just talk that through, because you have your good times, you have your not good times, and that's okay. We've been relying a lot on the Raising Children Network website, which is raisingchildren.net.au, and they had these three big myths about, you know, parenting, which are just a great starting point that people, you know, new parents, you know, have to deal with these myths day in, day out. The first one is that they should have all the answers, which no parent does. The second one is that parenting comes naturally. And that the third one is that you should be able to cope by yourself. And the reality is that all of those are myths for really important reasons, and no one can parent on their own. Support is a really, really important thing.
Absolutely. How have people supported you guys the most, do you reckon, especially when it comes to, you know, like the mental side of things as well?
We've had, one of the most touching examples from myself just in the last couple of days. I was hanging washing out yesterday with Dahlia under my arm, and my lovely Italian neighbour said, Maris, I'll take the baby so you can hang the washing out.
Oh.
So I passed her over the fence, and even simple things like that can be really, really helpful. But we've had a lot of contacts with an early childhood health centre. We've had a lot of contact with nurses and midwives from the hospital that we're at. We've had lactation consultants. We've had a whole bunch of different types of support. We've had people variously swinging through our house and through the hospital day in and day out and offering to do things, providing us meals and all sorts of stuff like that. And just giving us a little bit of space as well to kind of take care of the things that we still need to take care of in our own lives. So, you know, there's a lot of kind of support. There's also been some really helpful phone lines as well that have been quite good. The Australian Breastfeeding Association was really, really helpful with some questions we had early on. So all of that is really important. I guess, you know, the other thing that I've realised, and I am by no means an expert in this. Aaron's probably well in advance ahead of me in this area, but it's really, really important to be able to both say yes and no. You need to be able to say yes to support and accept the kind offers of friends and family and actually access the services that are available in the community, because we don't have all the answers, but also to kind of say no. And there was a point where, you know, we were a bit sleep deprived and Bub was, you know, having a bit of a rough patch, and we just had to say no to everyone and have a day to just rest, and we had to be okay with ourselves to do that as well. So you need to be able to say both yes and no, I think, as a parent.
For sure.
It's a good thing in that it seems, and the phrase is not a new one, where it takes a community to raise a child. There's a lot of truth in that, especially when you list all those really valid and useful services that are out there.
And that is true. I mean, I guess the other thing with that is, and we found that And I hope I'm not being kind of guilty of this. Today I would encourage everyone in Hopeland to kind of, you know, find out for themselves, particularly if they are parents. But, you know, becoming a new parent, becoming a parent, having a big, you know, supportive family and stuff like that is almost like shaking the advice tree. And a lot of stuff comes out, and you need, and that's also from all of those different services as well. And so you kind of need to cherry pick, I think, you know, find the solution that works for you. And because the thing about all of this advice is that it's all true and it's all less than true. Every child, I guess, is different. Every approach is different. And so there's a lot of truth in everything, but you've got to actually sort of make it fit your own situation, because some of that advice can actually be conflicting, and that's really difficult to be in the middle of that.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess, you know, breaking down those myths, it's all about kind of also, I guess, not being overwhelmed with too much expectations.
That's right. I mean, it's really, really important to be, in fact, that was one of the things that my wife was really, really big on, saying, make sure you kind of talk about this, is, you know, having, you know, realistic expectations of both yourself and your baby, because you're both learning. And I actually wonder, I may find out in years to come, whether it actually matters whether you're up to your fourth child or your first. I think you learn every time, because every person in the world is different. And so, you know, being a little bit careful of those expectations that you have of yourself is really important as well. Remember that, I guess, even if it's a bad day, it stays in the day, and there's no reason why it should be continuing into the next. And that's kind of part of the course I'm getting. I'm kind of treating this whole thing as flexibly as I can, and treating my little baby pirate as a riddle to be solved every day. And the rules of yesterday don't always apply for the next day. So that's working for me so far.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.